אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
שלום אוסטרליה. From pre-dawn Tuesday to Thursday morning, Israel and Islamic Jihad fought a battle in which over 450 rockets and mortar shells were fired at Israel from Gaza. The IDF responded with dozens of airstrikes on Islamic Jihad facilities and on the military cells as they were firing and preparing to launch rockets. 58 Israelis were lightly and moderately injured or treated for anxiety. The escalations began when an IDF targeted missile strike killed Bahaw Abu al-Atta, a commander in the Islamic Jihad group. According to the IDF, Abu al-Atta was responsible for most of the rocket attacks emanating from the Gaza Strip over the past year, including one in September that forced Prime Minister Netanyahu off stage at a campaign rally. The military said he was also in the midst of planning a fresh terror attack along the Gaza border to be carried out in the coming days, which would combine sniper fire or an improvised explosive device attack on the border with rocket fire, making him a ticking bomb. Though some Israeli politicians have claimed Abu al-Atta was acting on the orders of Iran, which backs Islamic Jihad, military officials say they believed he was more a local terrorist who acted unchecked. He often thwarted Hamas's attempt to rein in attacks on Israel when such actions had severe economic repercussions on the Strip. During fighting from Tuesday to Thursday, Israel traded blows with the Islamic Jihad organization while Hamas sat on the sidelines. Schools were closed in the Tel Aviv region on Tuesday. In the south, they were closed from Tuesday to Friday, and residents were instructed to stay close to shelters as rockets rained down. It was announced on Friday that today there will be a return to full normalcies with schools and businesses all open. The situation will depend on quiet overnight tonight, Saturday, Sunday. A 70-year-old woman was struck by glass shards from a window in her apartment when a rocket struck her elder care facility in the southern city of Ashkelon on Wednesday. Rescuers from the Magen David Adom ambulance service took her to the city's Barzilai Hospital. One of the many dramatic incidents of the fighting, captured on video and circulated widely on Israeli media, was when a rocket blew up in the middle of Route 4 at 9:30 a.m. near Gan Yavne in the south, narrowly missing several vehicles. The drivers of cars surrounding the impact received only light injuries. An 8-year-old Israeli girl, seriously injured after collapsing during a rocket attack, gained consciousness on Friday. She had suffered from an apparent arrhythmia caused by an anxiety attack. The girl lost consciousness when a rocket was fired on Tuesday at Holon, just south of Tel Aviv, triggering sirens in the city and nearby areas, sending hundreds of thousands of people to bomb shelters. Palestinian sources said 34 Gazans were killed in the 2 days of conflict. Israel said 25 of the fatalities were terrorists. Human rights officials said 16 civilians were among the dead. Islamic Jihad announced a ceasefire that was supposed to go into effect at 5:30 a.m. on Thursday, though several rockets were fired after that hour. Islamic Jihad claimed that the ceasefire was based on three conditions: an end to targeted killings, a halt in Israeli shootings of protesters at weekly demonstrations along the Israeli frontier, and easing a 12-year Israeli blockade that has devastated Gaza's economy. Israeli officials insisted that they made no concessions. Islamic Jihad's military wing also threatened Israel that it was ready to continue fighting. The Al-Quds Brigade said in a statement, while unveiling what it says was a new rocket used in the fighting, the Barak 120, "Our fighters in all of our military units still have their fingers on the trigger." Two rockets were fired towards Be'er Sheva from the Gaza Strip in the early hours of yesterday in a fresh breach of the ceasefire. The outbreak of violence in the early hours of Saturday morning came as Israelis had started recovering from the 2 days of intense fighting. In response, the IDF carried out strikes on Hamas targets in the Strip, including a military camp and a compound serving the group's naval forces. Underground infrastructure was also hit. No casualties were reported in the strikes. Yesterday, the IDF issued a statement saying the Hamas terror organization is responsible for everything in the Gaza Strip and will bear the consequences of terror acts carried out against Israeli citizens. On Friday, Hamas acknowledged that one of its operatives had been killed during the fighting this week. The Izz al-Din al-Qassam Brigade's Hamas military wing said Ahmed Abdul al-Al was one of its members. A statement from the group did not clarify whether he was taking part in fighting when he died. According to the military wing, al-Al, 23, and two of his teenage brothers were killed in a Zionist bombardment on Wednesday. The IDF pledged on Friday to investigate unexpected civilian casualties in a strike targeting Islamic Jihad in Gaza. Hours before the ceasefire was due to begin on Thursday, Israel hit the family home of Rasmi Abu Malhous, who it described as an Islamic Jihad commander. The strike in Deir al-Balah in Gaza killed Abu Malhous, his two wives and five children, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry in the Strip. Islamic Jihad said Malhous was known as a person affiliated with Islamic Jihad, but he was not a commander. Israeli military spokesman Jonathan Conricus said the target, like many others, had the tactic of hiding ammunition and military infrastructure in their own residence. The army acknowledged civilian casualties, but said they were unanticipated. The IDF said its intelligence has said there were no civilians in the home at the time of the strike. The cabinet last Sunday approved MK Naftali Bennett as temporary defence minister, with Likud minister Yoav Gallant the lone vote opposing the move. Likud members who had been critical of the surprise appointment, which was announced last Saturday night, did not express their views after the cabinet vote. But opposition MKs continued to criticise the appointment as nothing more than a political move to prevent a disintegration of the bloc of right-wing parties supporting Likud. Bennett replaced Prime Minister Netanyahu as defence minister, as he has been holding the portfolio since last November when former defence minister Avigdor Lieberman resigned. Bennett accompanied the Prime Minister when visiting troops and communities most affected by the barrage during his first week in the job. Last night, Kahol Levan leader Benny Gantz, whose mandate to form a government is due to expire, visited the home of President Reuven Rivlin to inform him on his progress. It is now widely expected that Gantz will attempt to form a minority government in order to avoid new elections, after he failed to convince Prime Minister Netanyahu to split from his right-wing coalition, which includes the Haredi Party, and form a national unity government with him. The minority government will rely on the Arab parties not blocking legislation, and Likud plans to hold an emergency rally today opposing the concept of a government that relies on the Arab parties. Much also depends on whether Yisrael Beiteinu leader Avigdor Lieberman will support this tactic, as partners in the Kahol Levan coalition are said to oppose the move that Gantz favours, unless Lieberman is part of the agreement. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.